Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are in Istanbul for what could be the first face-to-face talks aimed at securing a peace deal since 2022. These talks aren't expected to yield much. And meanwhile, Western leaders are meeting in Albania today, where the Ukraine war will also be high on the agenda. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, joins us now from Albania. Tony, first, the talks in Turkey. What do we expect from them today?
Not very much, Cian. There, you know, this was really downgraded by Vladimir Putin, who refused to attend these talks, despite Donald Trump saying that he could turn up himself if Vladimir Putin was there. And as such, there are fairly low expectations about what these talks will yield. Certainly no breakthrough, but at the same time, this is the first face-to-face meeting between a Ukrainian and Russian delegation since the talks in Istanbul in March 2022, just after the Russian invasion itself. The Russian delegation there is led by Vladimir Medinsky, who is an ultra-conservative Russian nationalist, a former culture minister, very close to Vladimir Putin. He was the man who led the delegation back in 2022, and as such, his presence again has led to a lot of criticism by Ukraine and by European leaders that this is simply Russia wanting to pick up where those talks 3 years ago left off. And back then, Russia's demands would effectively lead to Ukraine ceasing to exist as a sovereign country with its own foreign policy. So not a lot of hope about these talks, but at the same time, it is the first time both sides have actually got together and looked at each other across the table.
Right, Tony, European leaders are where you are in Albania. Are they likely to discuss sanctions against Russia?
They are. So this is the European political community. So it's the European Union plus a large number of other continental European leaders. This is the sixth meeting of its kind. These meetings take place twice annually. So again, Ukraine dominating the talks here. Strong calls this morning by Sir Keir Starmer for tough sanctions against Russia for not sending Vladimir Putin to these talks and for refusing to agree to a ceasefire. The EU has just approved its 17th sanctions package against Russia this week. It's now going to embark on the 18th sanctions package. That will look at further restrictions on Russia's shadow fleet, which ships oil across the globe, lowering the price cap on Russian oil to starve the Kremlin of further revenues, hitting the financial sector, and so on. Now, the Europeans are somewhat buoyed by the fact that Lindsey Graham, a senior US senator, has talked now much more robustly about hitting Russia with sanctions and effectively 500% tariffs on Russian exports as a result of Vladimir Putin not agreeing to go to these talks and not agreeing to a ceasefire.
Europe editor Tony Connolly, thanks for joining us this afternoon.